you know, the more I look, the more I see. Going back to Julian of Norwich in the 14th century and then coming fast, and John of the Cross, of course, those sort of people. Then fast forward to Faber and people like this, and Andrew Murray, T. Austin Sparks, A.W. Tozer, Watchman Nee. These great writers of the past whose little books, not great big tomes, gave us so much understanding about the God-centered life. Where are they today? With the exception of maybe Graham Cook and perhaps Bill Johnson, the people are not there writing about the God-centered life. What I see in most literature that comes out is the me-centered life. I suppose it's always been the same, but because of what drives me, which is the God-centered life, I just want to see all of God's people God-centered. So I'm going to ask you again today, where's your centre? What are you centred on? What grabs your attention most of the time? What's the default position that your mind comes back to when it's at rest? What do you strive to have time off for? Is it time to be with him, or is it time to go on holiday? It gives a very good indicator to where you're living from, really. No condemnation, just for you to have a look. We all make our choices, and I've made mine. My goal is God himself. By any road, dear Lord, at any cost. How about you?